Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
All right, we got a special message from Alex Jones coming up in the next segment. I also have incredible footage from the great Timothy Lassley with a protest that was going down. He filmed today, and it's so... There's a moment, and you'll see it in the video coming up, there's a moment where you realize what it is we're really up against. And the lacking of logic on the other side of the political aisle, let's say. Full brainwashing on display. Full MK Ultra mind control on display, ladies and gentlemen. To a stunning degree. So a couple of important videos that we'll have coming up for you shortly. I also do want to take phone calls here in the third hour of the Alex Jones Show before the fourth hour guest host, Jay Dyer, takes over. So still a lot of big stuff to come on the Alex Jones Show. Let's just do a bit of a news blitz, though, in the meantime. Cycling governing body bans trans competitors. Like, that shouldn't even have to be a thing. If you're a man, I don't care what medical procedures you have to appear to be a woman, you're still a man. You shouldn't be competing with women. And I'm surprised that the feminists don't have a problem with this, but you realize now that the feminist movement was never even about feminists or women. It was always about propaganda, left-wing propaganda, and mind control. And now they have feminists that are pro-men competing against women. So that tells you everything you need to know about that. Congress to investigate World Health Organization plans to use listening surveillance systems to identify misinformation. Stories at InfoWars.com. Oh. Yeah. They're going to be listening to you in your car. They're going to be listening to you on the phone. They're going to be listening to you through the television, through the computer. This is the new world order they want. This is the 1984 world that they want. You can't even breathe without fearing government punishment if you breathe through the wrong nostril at the wrong time. Dr. Jill Biden. Dr. Jill Biden channels Jeb Bush, awkwardly begs audience to clap. Jill Biden delivered remarks at the Reagan Institute Summit on Education in D.C., and she wasn't really well received, so she had to beg the audience to clap. Oh, but the Bidens are so popular. Just everywhere Joe Biden goes, he gets booed. Oh, and let me correct a mistake. It wasn't the Japanese prime minister. It was the South Korean president, President Yoon from South Korea, that Joe Biden called loon in Japan. Imagine that. He called the president of South Korea loon. His name is Yoon. Very presidential. Very, very presidential there. Foreign electric vehicle manufacturer recalls entire first batch of cars shipped to U.S. over serious safety issue. Oh. When are we going to accept that the whole electric vehicle agenda was just that, an agenda? It wasn't organic. It's not actually more energy efficient or better for the environment. It was all an agenda. It was all a giant boondoggle and transfer of wealth. Same thing with the entire climate change agenda. Same thing. Oh, Biden screws up again. Biden screws up congressman's name in audience during White House event in Rose Garden. He doesn't even know his own staff. He doesn't even know his own staff. He doesn't even know his own appointees and nominees. He's 80 years old. He doesn't know where he's at. He can't even wipe his own ass. Literally, folks, he can't. He can't. I mean, it's actually sad. But, you know, he always has to wear the aviator sunglasses out. I don't know. Has there ever been a president that wears sunglasses for public events and public statements and press conferences? I don't think so. Why Joe Biden? Because, folks, if you could see his eyes during half these events, you'd see that this is a man who is barely even holding on to any cognitive ability at all. And the drugs they have him on probably make his eyeballs and his pupils pop out of his skull.
Iodine is naturally acquired through the soil, which is at the foundation of our entire food supply. Modern farming techniques have stripped the soil of this essential trace element, which has caused an iodine deficiency in about half the population. And there are two things we need to do about it. We need to practice more regenerative farming. There are plenty of proven technologies in permaculture and biodynamics that will naturally keep the soil rich with iodine. And we need to ensure that we get the sufficient amount of iodine every day. Derived from ancient sea salts found thousands of feet below the Earth's surface, our InfoWars Life Survival Shield X3 is hands down the best. Pure nascent iodine, stabilized in an activated tri-iodine form. For a healthy thyroid and a healthy metabolism, get yours now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
From an undisclosed location in far off regions of planet Earth. The signal is hazy, but we hear now from Alex Jones.
A lot of people ask me, how am I doing? Demonized, attacked by the entire system. The answer is, I'm doing great because I'm on the side of awakening humanity, the globalist threat that's out in the open. I've been completely and totally vindicated. And if I had it all over to do again, I'd do it again because I believe in humanity. I bet on humanity. The entire world government is out in the open. The intelligence agency spying and censoring the American people is all public. The fact that the COVID shots have been absolutely poisoned is all out in the open. The fact that our government has been hijacked by hardcore criminals is out in the open, and the people are awakening. We were going to lose everything and go into total totalitarianism if people like myself didn't stand up and take the attacks. So, do I like being the tip of the spear, being under attack? No. But I love the results of doing it, and so I'm very proud and very honored that I'm still on air, thanks to all of you. People make the joke that, you know, Alex Jones was right, or they say, the Babylon Bee today, Alex Jones hired as a CDC director because he told the truth about everything and was right. But culture gets that. So despite all the propaganda and all the brainwashing and all the disinformation, the people deep down know that populism and common sense and Americana is the answer to globalist tyranny. That's why the New World Order wants to destroy America, because the idea of America and wealth and independence and prosperity and a middle class and competition threatens their monopoly, their centralized cult. So there's the globalist cult of tyranny and centralization and corporate control, and then there is the cult of America. Free market, middle class, competition, open free societies. They're not pushing a free society. They're pushing a tyranny and advertising it as a free society and claiming the free society, the 1776 Renaissance system, is the enemy. It's not. It's the answer. So I'll continue to fight on, and I'm proud of what I've been able to do. Thanks for your support. And I'll see you all weekdays, 11 a.m. Central, at InfoWars.com for the forbidden transmission. God bless and good luck.
Now, I want to respond to that statement from Alex Jones and rewind the clocks, because we're dealing with this issue that Alex Jones warned about more than two decades ago. First, quickly, though, I do want to take calls for the rest of this third hour. And so anything we've covered, you know what, we'll just say open lines. It's Friday, so open lines Friday. 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539. Anything you want to call in on, we will discuss. And there's some other news I haven't gotten to yet either. But that sounds like Alex Jones responding to the Patriot Act that was put into place during the George Bush administration. And at the time, he warned this Patriot Act has, it's not about targeting Islamic extremists or radical terrorists that want to hurt Americans or blow up buildings or whatever in response to 9/11. That was all a giant false flag. It was really about aiming the U.S. government against you. And now here we are. It's been totally proven in triplicate. And so now the Heritage Foundation has a great report, very important, as well as reporting being done by Town Hall and the Federalist. It's all in the news today. But they have the actual documents. The MRC has uncovered a DHS anti-terrorism program that's been weaponized against conservatives. 80 grants and $40 million taxpayer dollars later. Here's a look at how Joe Biden and Secretary Mayorkas are outsourcing their efforts to conflate conservatives with terrorists. And they just claim anybody who's on the right wing of the political spectrum, you are the violent extremist that the government is going to shut down, arrest, and destroy. Now, you're obviously not a violent extremist. The National Rifle Organization, or the National Rifle Association, is the largest civil rights group in America. InfoWars is a news broadcast. And then they try to liken you to radical left movements like the National Socialist Workers Party movement that we call Nazis of Adolf Hitler. That's leftism. All this stuff that they have at the top, all this Nazi crap that they have at this top, this is leftism, folks. Socialism is a left-wing policy. I'm so sick and tired of having to explain this, but what do we expect? Because leftists lie, and so they lie about themselves, and they lie about you as well. But no, this just proves Alex Jones was right 20-plus years ago when he said the Patriot Act was going to be used to come after you, not what they would call Islamic extremist terrorists in that time space. And he was right again. Now, what's pathetic is the lack of response and action from the Republican Party in response to this, but yet here we are. More reporting can be found at Town Hall. Bombshell documents reveal Biden DHS wants to paint Christians, conservatives as Nazis and terrorists. The Federalist. State-funded University of Texas managed censorship project targeting conservative outlets. It also is going on at University of Dayton. We have this. University of Dayton is one of the most radical grant recipients for the program, receiving $352,000 to fight domestic violent extremism and hate movements, which it's none of the above. It's just anything that's to the right on the political spectrum or anything considered Christian or conservative. Biden's DHS awarded the grant despite their application, including the fallacious chart that you see here in front of you. So it's all lies, it's all propaganda, it's all the left. Historically speaking, folks, it's the left. And it's just amazing. It's just amazing because how many people died in the 20th century fighting the ideals, the values, the political practices that comes with the left-wing political ideology? Communism, socialism, millions died. Millions died in wars, and millions died in starvation and famine. I thought we learned that lesson in the 20th century. I thought we learned that lesson. I thought it was solidified, especially into our DNA in the Western Hemisphere, in the United States of America, in North America. We don't do communism. We don't do socialism. We don't do left-wing bullcrap. It ends in bloodshed and starvation and death. We defeated it, and we said no more, and we celebrated that. And now here you are in the 21st century, and you're going to have to deal with it on your own soil. It's almost impossible to believe. And yet, here we are. Germany jails man for supporting Russia. I'm afraid that's coming to the United States very soon. And they might not just outright say, we're arresting you for supporting Russia, but they'll blame it for something else. But they know, oh, you're going against the regime's war against Russia that does nothing to benefit the United States? You're going to be disappeared. Powder keg Europe Russian official predicts the end of Ukraine. Polish military ready to intervene in case of coup in Belarus. Georgia being pressured into military action against Putin. Folks, the whole thing is coming apart at the seams. And the reason why you're not hearing much about it in the U.S. media or from the Biden administration, because every plan that they've had to defeat Russia or every plan they've had to protect their vassal proxy state of Ukraine has failed miserably, and you've had to pay the price, and many have had to die. So it's really a disgusting embarrassment of death what the Biden administration has done in Ukraine. All right, more news and your calls coming up here in the third hour of the Alex Jones Show. Folks, by the way, Alex is out. You just heard from Alex. He's not planning on going anywhere, but we need to keep this platform on the air. So go to InfoWarsStore.com in this short break. Click that donate tab. Give us $5, $10, $50. Let's keep InfoWars on the air. InfoWarsStore.com. Click that donate tab. It would make Alex a very happy man, and it would do a lot of work to keep us on the air. InfoWarsStore.com. Now, when we come back, your phone calls here on the third hour of the Alex Jones Show at InfoWars.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877- 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This before that I kind of waver on my Elon Musk, let's say, approval rating. I keep it pretty tight around the 50% approve or disapprove. I'm still, I would say, 51% approval rating for Elon Musk for my opinion. 51% approval rating, meaning he can easily go back down to 50 or 49 in the negative. But this is the type of crap that I've always said I don't like from Elon Musk. Elon Musk's brain-computer company Neuralink receives FDA approval to launch human clinical trial. Now, I'm willing to wait and see what this technology does, what it brings. The one thing that is already bad is that they have tested this on animals. And that's usually kind of a gateway into Satanism, folks. That's usually a gateway into sacrifice, human sacrifice. And I know there's a lot of stories out there where doctors and others that refuse to be engaged in animal abuse for testing end up losing everything because it's kind of the test. Like, are you going to be in the club? Are you going to be in the Satanist club? Are you going to be in the criminal cabal? Well, let's see if they're willing to do harm to animals. And then if it's yes, well, we can take them next level. They refuse at that level, then they don't make it. So what Neuralink was doing with animals is extremely concerning to me. Now, I'm willing to give it all a chance because I'm not a Luddite. And if Elon Musk creates technology that can make blind people see or stuff like that, then why would I be against that? I don't know. You might have a different opinion. But I will tell you this. From where I stand right now, I have zero interest in this technology. I want nothing to do with anything being drilled into my head or attached to my brain. We'll continue to monitor this development at Infowars.com. But now, we go to the phone lines on a Friday here on the Alex Jones Show. And we start with Matt in Southern California. Matt, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen. It's good to talk to you again. I was the airline pilot that called a few weeks ago to promote Turbo Force Plus. But real quick, I got to say, like I said, great talk to you. You've got the voice that can make a Wolverine purr. And a beard that makes Leonidas from the 300 look like a hobo. But
can we quote that? I'd like that. I want to cut that. I'm stealing that from you.
Absolutely. Go for it. Also, I'm also a father of a couple of young kids, and I'm in my 40s. So Turbo Force really helps with me to keep up with my kids. Anybody that's a parent that's got young kids that run around and they have way more energy than you could ever possibly imagine, man, Turbo Force definitely helps with that, too. Anyway, the other point I wanted to, a couple of the points. Definitely shout out to other airline pilots that never took the jabs. You know, good on you guys. Keep doing that. You know, obviously that's all kind of winding down, but still never forget what they did to us, stressing us out about our jobs because we got to pay for that roof overhead, the food that goes on our tables. So good job, guys, for guys and gals for not doing that. Also, shout out to any other Californians listening right now, living behind enemy lines. You know, hopefully we can turn this ship around. I know a lot of people left, but, you know, some of us are staying and fighting like me. Last part, with Target. I've been a customer of Target for a lot of years, especially with the kids, having a Target red card account, if anybody's familiar with that, to make a statement to Target. And the part of the boycott is to take those cards and shred them. And if somebody could start a Twitter, hashtag of, like, shred the red card and make that a trend so we could take it back to Target and say, we're done. We are not supporting selling trans stuff to kids. No way. If consensual adults want to go into some gay bar, blah, 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 in West Hollywood, I don't care. Or Laguna Beach, I don't care. but do not sell it to kids. Do not sell this stuff to kids. And that whole thing earlier about their little parades where they can't, you know, go around nude, which I know Alex has shown videos of that stuff, you know, obviously blurred images and everything. But that is totally unacceptable. Never, ever will we ever support anything like that again.
Well said, Matt. That's an A-plus call right there. And look, you got to understand, too, folks, this is a hard thing. I try to express this. Most people, most Americans that you see throughout your life, just your daily routine, most people still don't know what planet they live on, to put it simply. They just don't have a clue. And so when you get exposed to all this left-wing propaganda and all this left-wing pushback, they just assume that's the majority, that's the populace, so that's going to be the control factors here. They're starting to see that's not the case. They're starting to see, wait a second, no, actually, conservatives and Christians and Republican voters, wait a second, they're out there too. They're out there en masse, and they actually are a force to be reckoned with now. But we have to exhibit that. We have to flex that. I think that that's finally happening. A target boycott would be another way to do so. Thanks for the call, Matt. Let's go to Sam in Tennessee. Sam, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen. I don't know if you remember, but we talked once before in 2021. And I, honest to God, I could probably rent your ear off about a million things right now. But I'm going to focus on the one weighing on me today. And that is, as I've heard it, the digital currency thing has only been outright banned in Texas and Florida. And here in Tennessee, even though we tend to win these kind of things at least more often than we lose them, pretty sure we haven't banned it here. And that's just been bothering me all day because my entire lifestyle kind of relies on cash being a thing. And I'm kind of just wondering if you or anyone else there have any advice for anyone who needs to push back on that in their own state.
Well, I mean, you gotta get involved with your local activist groups, maybe even the Republican Party, you know, to put political pressure on these situations. The problem is, this issue is not going to really reach ahead until they want it to. So they kind of tested it. They put it out there in the public. See how the public responded. It was a negative response. So they've kind of sat back on their heels with it. Now, my expectation is they're going to really push or cement even the digital currency after some sort of a market collapse or financial collapse or big bank collapse, which may at this point be inevitable. So maybe the right move is to just make sure your local politicians, your local activist groups are aware that this is out there, so that kind of like with the pandemic, you know, we warned, hey, they're going to try to shut you down, shut down your business and force you to take this vaccine. And a lot of people were prepared when that all came. So, you know, just getting them ready for this, getting them understanding what it's all about, a global digital currency that can be turned off if you're not a good slave, they'll just turn your currency, your ability to buy and sell off. So I think it's just about putting that awareness out there before we get to that point.
Yeah, that makes sense. I got one more similar question, and then I'll just pop off here. But for anyone in their late 20s who's trying to homestead and find self-sufficiency for the first time, do you have any advice for them?
No.
It's cool if you don't.
I mean, yeah, just do it. Do it.
Yeah.
Just do it.
Just do it. All right. Good talking to you.
Yeah. No, look, I mean, it's just, I'm not the master homesteader, and I'm not like a green thumb or anything like that. So I can't really speak from experience, quite frankly. I've been trying to do that at my house for a while. I'm just too busy. So I'd be a hypocrite if I acted like I was the expert on that. So I would just say, yeah, I would say homestead, get some chickens, do as much as you can to be self-sufficient and independent.
InfoWars is known for being tomorrow's news today. InfoWars is known for having 98% accuracy on average. InfoWars is known as being a game changer, and our products are not any different. Two amazing products that I really want you to try if you've never tried them, or if you've been a regular buyer of them, they've been sold out for a long time, they're back in stock, I want to remind you are now back in stock, are the Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth. I don't have time in 60 seconds to tell you about all the ingredients, but believe me, you want to go research. You want to go check out Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth. back in stock, but they're selling out quick. And despite the fact they're selling out, they're both discounted. In fact, Real Red Bull Plus is 40% off right now. But in a week or so, it's going to go back to full price. It's about to sell out. This is your chance to experience Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Thank you for your support.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535. Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Infowars.com is tomorrow's news, today and now. Your host, Owen Schroyer.
And we're taking your calls. Biden vetoes measure repealing D.C. police reform. Yeah, and the Democrats also stood down the National Guard and the D.C. police on January 6th because they wanted it out of control. They defund the police. Their cities get turned into criminal hellholes, and then they blame you. Hilarious. Like this, Dollar Tree plunges after profit tumbles as thieves pillage stores. Yes, many stores, brick-and-mortar stores, being forced to close because liberal policies have emboldened criminals to engage in such theft that the stores can't even survive anymore. And this is what the left has planned for your entire country before they absorb it into the one world government with the digital currency that they can switch on and off and you're going to have to be a good slave if you want to buy or sell. We go back to the phone lines. We have Alan in Arkansas. Alan, you're on the air. Go ahead.
How you doing, Owen? You're doing a fine job there.
Thank you.
You were speaking about the preachers with all the trans trash going on. You know, my wife and I, we've lived in Alex for 25 years, and back long ago, you know, you had some lone voices out there. We'd Tex Mars and Pastor Butch Paw, but we confided in them. We were the only ones. But back, what we really got us going on it was my oldest son. He was in second grade, and my daughter was in fourth grade. And you have to just go figure the liberal thinking. I have no idea. But the teacher then was going to have the kids do a study on China. So she goes to the public library and gets books off the top shelf and showing bare-breasted women to the second graders doing a study on China. Can't figure it. And then at the same time, in the fourth grade, the teacher there decided to do a Netherlands nightlife study, and she's showing Netherlands nightlife videos in the fourth grade class, which are not good to be doing. But we had a school board meeting. You know, they said, well, we're going to take your little subject to executive session. And we just, we come unglued and just ended our portion of their meeting. And come to find out, same time, all the preachers were having pizza at a pizza joint. Never got any support from them. But I'm glad, you know, the preachers have been taken out so long ago, you know. But yeah, we've been listening to Alex, and that was a whole different deal then. But a lot of the preachers that were on, you know, associated around Alex, they did listen and had shows on it, and were upset as we were. And a lot of callers called in. They were upset too, but that was, you know, 30 years ago. And today I don't expect them to do much. They've just enriched themselves.
Oh, sure. Oh, sure. Yeah. Nice and comfortably.
Oh, yeah. It's, that just disgusts me. All these tin churches and having their little bread and circuses, you know. But yeah, I ordered some Survival Shield and Turbo Force. I'm anxious to give that a try.
Well, I appreciate that, Alan. It's your support that keeps us on the air, and you will see the results for sure.
Okay, well, you keep up the good work, Owen. Doing fine.
Thank you for the call. Let's go to Evan in California. Evan, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Owen, it's a pleasure to talk to you, my friend. Hey, I had the pleasure of talking to you once before. Hey, kind of piggybacking on the last caller, I'm Evan the Evangelist, and I have a ministry, Jesus Christ Worldwide Ministries. And the last caller was very accurate. Most preachers don't really, they just care about a doctrine that women will give money to. If you have an edge, it's usually the women that don't want to hear it. I've spoken to a lot of churches where a lot of guys are fired up, but women in church, they don't want to hear anything fiery. Well, I'll tell you, over 20 years ago, I talked to Ray Taliaferro, and he pulled some of this LGBT stuff all the way back then, and I got him kicked off the air. So you can try to confront people, and if you use the gospel, and if you know the Bible, and you're able to warn people, I was able to get people in the Bay Area to get Ray Taliaferro kicked off the air. And at the time, he was the number one guy on KGO News Talk Radio. And eventually, I think about a year later, they brought him back. But I got him to say that God was a homosexual and that all these people started protesting, and I started calling him with different voices and stuff. And long story short, I got the guy kicked off the air. So you can be a minister like me. I have a Jesus Christ Worldwide Ministry, JCWM1.com. I'm a dude. I work for a living. If anybody gives me money, I try to promote Alex Jones. You watch my videos. I believe Alex Jones is the biggest, most effective preacher of the gospel on planet Earth. And I believe, Owen, you're number two. Because when you are talking to, you're confronting an audience with the reality of this world, and then you you know, give an homage or give a shout out to God. That's all God really asked, to start to turn things around. And I've talked to Alex a couple times, and I was trying to make a point that even though it might seem a little unsecular, I believe InfoWars should dedicate one day to Jesus Christ, have ministers on, and do spiritual battle, because I literally do consider Alex number one and you number two, and I'm probably number 80 million.
Well, let me just pause you right there, and maybe we can even get, you said you're Edmund the Evangelist. I don't know if you've got a YouTube channel or something we can promote here, but let me just stop you right there and kind of explain this a little bit more. I look at somebody like Pastor Arthur Pawlowski in Canada, who's probably been arrested like half a dozen or more times now for standing up against tyranny and calling it out. Why aren't there thousands of preachers and pastors like that in North America? There aren't. Why aren't there thousands of preachers like Pastor Greg Locke or David Scarlett? I mean, it's too far, few and far between. But let me get in directly what you're referencing now with me. I never claim to be a religious activist. I don't try to bring religion onto these transmissions. I mean, we do. It's inevitable. We're facing evil spirits now and demons. It's clear. And we are Christians here. And I do believe in God. I mean, anybody that denies creation to me is just like, it just blows my mind. How can you not see the creation? We're all in the divine creation right now. But here's why I've been more inclined to put pressure, and that's what it really is, to put pressure on the Christian church and the Christian body to get active, because I'm just not seeing it. But what I am seeing is this like moral competition from the American right, specifically the Christian American right, where they expect everybody to live purest lives, and they expect everybody to live life how they expect them to live it. And I'm just sitting here, hey, you know, that's fine. I think that's an unfair expectation, but I understand where you're coming from as a Christian. Okay, but where are you in the field? Where are you standing up against the children being targeted for genital mutilation? Where are you standing up against the innocent children that are going to be snuffed out in the womb? Where are you standing up when it comes to the mark of the beast and the digital currency and the forced vaccinations? I'm just not seeing it. So I see plenty of moral police out there. I see plenty of moral police out there, but that's still a comfort zone. So I just have a problem with the moral police that won't even bust a grape in this political fruit fight, if you will, for the soul of America.
Well, you know, I laugh at this, but, you know, if you read the Bible, God uses the people that weren't expected to be used. And I've said this once to Alex Jones, and I didn't mean to be offensive to him, is that he's a whiskey-drinking man of faith, and I would rather listen to him because he's real. So you and Alex have righteous indignation, and that's what people should start looking for in a minister. If he doesn't have righteous indignation, he's not alive. He's not alive. And I hate to say this again, but kind of the Joel Osteen church, I'm not hearing them come against evil. They're just agreeing with, people sitting on the fence.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Segment of your phone calls, and then I'm going to show you that video I teased in the first 5 minutes of the next hour, followed by Jay Dyer from Jay's Analysis. We're still taking your calls, though, so let's go to J-Ro in Georgia. J-Ro, you're on the air. Go ahead.
What's going on, Owen Shorey, man? Glad to be on with you today. I spoke with you last year. I'm an 8-year Marine Corps veteran. I served 6.5 years in the Air Force. And we talked about the storm and being sheepdog. I don't know if you remember that conversation, but either way, this is now, the storm is no longer off the shore. It is now on shore. And so I don't know, and I'm with you on this, Christian. I'm a born-again Christian. I actually, since I talked to you last year, started a Facebook movement called Third Day Warriors. We're on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter. And I go live Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, the monkey stomp that devil. Because I can tell you the reason why you're not seeing activity from any Christians or so-called religious organizations, because that's what they are. They're religious organizations. They don't want to do anything with change. They want to take and build their kingdoms. And it's time out for that lukewarm, gummy bear Christianity that we see. And I'm with you 100%, brother. I'm telling you right now, there needs to be a clarion call to the church as a whole, to the remnant warriors of the kingdom of God who are going to take a stance. The reason why we're not going to win kinetically, the reason we're not going to win with a kinetic fight, Owen, our weapons of warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of these strongholds. And our weapons of warfare are this: prayer, praise, and worship. That right, those three things will break down the divide between any religious ideology, any of this denominational bullcrap that's out there. All these lies, it separates it, because those three things bring the presence of God into not only your life, but will do it into your home, into our nation, and around this globe. And if we as Christians don't stand up and start praying, praising, and worshiping, stop arguing, get out there and do it in the streets. I went to Target yesterday, Hammer, in Georgia, and they don't have the display up yet. There was a few things in there, but you better believe come June 1st, I'm going back in there, and we're going to expose it again. But I did a video yesterday as a Christian, as a warrior, without my community, just yesterday, and filmed that, and it's posted on Facebook under J. Rowe. But listen, Owen, you're exactly right, and I couldn't agree more. The Christian warriors, the community, needs to get up out of the pew and start going out and engaging the enemy with our weapons of warfare. Not, listen, this LGBT thing is to get the Christians to then do something kinetically. It's just a microcosm of what you and I both know that's coming, greater than just that. That is an issue. It's straight demonic. And if we have identified the fact that this the enemy, it's the devil, then the only answer to that is Jesus Christ, the blood of the Lamb, and the word of our testimony. And I'm telling you right now, if the Christian community don't get up and start standing up now, this is the clarion call. I'm telling you right now, we're going to lose our nation. The southern border's under attack. This is all to set up for the United Nations, Owen Schroeder, to come in and police the streets of America. And if we don't stand up now and do something, that'll be happening by 2024 to 2025.
100%. I would say by 2025, we really got a shot to turn this thing around peacefully and politically. And after that, it's going to be a lot harder, because they do have the digital currency ready to go. And everything else falls in line from there, folks. Everything else falls in line from there. If they get you on the digital currency, you're a slave. They'll turn off your digital currency. They'll turn off your access to buy and sell. That's why they're trying to buy up all the farmland. That's why they're trying to make it illegal to be self-sufficient and independent in all these different ways. And I'll also tell you this, J-Rope. I'm getting, I don't know, I mean, maybe some pushback, support. I'm getting major vibrations on this little stump that I've decided to take here about Christian activism. I've gotten major, major pushback, support, whatever, in the last 48 to 72 hours. And I'm just going to tell you this. We're moving this ball forward. And we've got plans to move this ball forward now. We're working on some things here to really move this ball forward in the month of June, because it has to be done. It has to be done. And I know that there are people out there that want to see the rubber meet the road when it comes to these issues. And so it's time to mobilize. It's time to activate. And I'm seeing a positive response to that.
Amen. And I couldn't agree more. And I'm glad, I'm thankful to God that you are using your platform to engage and challenge the Christian community as a whole, because we know they're spoiled. We know that. And I'll say it as an American. I'll say it as a Marine. I understand kinetic warfare. You do too. You may not have been in it physically, but you understand it from a philosophical standpoint. We don't win kinetically. We know what that turns into January 6th. We know what it turns into. So for everybody always calls into the show and asks, well, what can we do? Well, I'll tell you what you can do. If it's demonic, you do what God said do. You pray, praise, and worship. We humble ourselves, seek His face. I was able to talk to Alex, too, a few months ago, and the last caller mentioned it, and had talked to him about and not a religious show, because we're not talking about denomination. We're not talking about the ideology. We're talking about relationship and life in Christ. And you're exactly right. That doesn't come with laws and stipulations. That comes with love and standing and being bold. But love ain't weak. Love is not accepting of everybody. Love is loving God and worshiping Him and letting Him fight the battle. And so I believe there needs to be a show you know, when I brought it up, he took the number. But however, I decided, let's go ahead and do it on Facebook. Let's just do it anyway.
That's how it's done. That's how it's done. J. Rowe, thank you for the call. There's going to be more on this, all right? There's going to be more on this next month, folks. Trust me. Trust me. This thing ain't going anywhere. This is long overdue. Hey, you know, I mean, I said it the other day, and I'll just say it again. I mean, it's just like every single time, it's just like it always has to be InfoWars. I said it with the real-world activism over the Internet activism. I'm talking about it now of getting Christians off the bench and into the field. So this is going to happen. And if it always has to be InfoWars, then fine, so be it. But that's why they want us off the air so badly, because it is us. We are the nucleus of the resistance to tyranny. It's just the fact that all energy stems from this audience, this crew. This is it. They know it. That's why they've targeted us for destruction, absolutely. All right, let's take one more call here. Let's see. Boy, a lot of great callers. How about Oliver in Pennsylvania? Oliver, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, Owen? Okay, Joe's been in office. It's costing us about $600 more a month just to live. Water, electric, Walmart, food prices, unbelievable.
Gas prices,
you name it.
Taxes.
You gotta be everything's up, up, up. And they tell us everything's good, good, good. The PNC Bank today, I stopped there. They say, hey, you and your wife want to come in and discuss some finances. I said, your stock's down over 30%. I don't want to talk nothing to you people. You know, what are you going to do? Take my money and lose that too?
You know, most people don't understand politics or they're disinterested, but they know money.
Yeah. They know how to, the banks know how to lose it. And you get it handed back to them for nothing. But that's all I got to say about that. Take care, Owen. Have a good Memorial Day weekend.
Hey, thank you. And I mean, I'm going to take one more quick call, but folks, I'm just telling you. I know a lot of people. I got a lot of friends. A lot of them are politically neutral, apolitical, don't care. They get how everything has been worse under Joe Biden. Like, it's so obvious. Everybody gets it. They might not fully understand the depth, but at the surface, they know. All right, William in California, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, William, go ahead.
Hi, Owen. Honored to speak with you, sir. I love your work. I love Alex's work. You guys are the best. I've been listening to a lot of great callers, and I want to address a couple of these issues, you know, with the church. And the book of Jeremiah comes to mind. And the work of Ron Wyatt. Ron Wyatt, I think everybody should start digging into the Internet. They should start getting their noses dirty. And they should really start looking into some of his work. I called back in December 6th and didn't get a chance to mention it, so I called and left a message about what they're doing, Bibi Netanyahu. Thereafter, just a short time after that, was on the air talking about, it just lit Alex right up. And I was really shocked to find this was a connect the dot moment. And
unfortunately, we're out of time. It was a race against time. The buzzer has expired. I'll be right back with a video you don't want to miss on the other side of this break.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.